Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless be God. I tell you, sometimes we need to get our shout in. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Because sometimes, you know, a lot of folks don't understand this, but when you start praising the Lord, when you get an attitude of gratitude, depression falls off of you, upsetness falls off of you, stress falls off. Oh, we got to do this again. Hey, Siri, play Matty Moss Clark.
Hallelujah.
Now playing Dr. Matty Moss Clark.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
We got to do this again, y'all, because I feel it in my sanctified soul, way down deep in there. Just like fire shut up in my bones. Watch out now. Oh, Grandpa, put that walker down. Get out there. Oh, yeah. And show them what you're working with. Somebody pick up Grandpa.
Thank you.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, you joined us. Glory to God. The Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made a whole by God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be transparent with you. When I said, glory to God, when I said, Grandpa, put your walker down, hallelujah, glory to God, and Grandpa started shouting, and then I said, somebody go pick Grandpa up, I almost lost it. He got carried away, hallelujah.
Oh, my
goodness. Hallelujah. Oh, we having a good time in the Lord today, hallelujah. I want you to, glory to God. This is the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah, glory to God. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Pastor Pete Byrd.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think we have somebody else in there on the line. Hallelujah. Are you there, Deacon A.J.?
Yes, I am.
Oh, are you having a good time?
Hallelujah. I am.
Praise God. I'm going to tell you, y'all, you know, I really almost lost it when I said, somebody go pick Grandpa up. I almost lost it. But anyway, bless you, God. Oh, Lord, I was speaking figuratively to put down the walker, not literally, y'all. Lord have mercy. Oh, we just love the Lord today. We have a good time serving and praising the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, thank you. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank all of you who have followed our suggestions. You know, we said this. I don't know exactly what date it was, but we started telling folks to tell at least one person a day that God loves them and that you love them too. And you know this thing is catching, and people are telling people more so than they ever told them before that they love them, because it means something to that person. And we don't limit hallelujah to one person. We just say at least you can tell us, you can tell everybody you meet, God loves you and I love you too. You can do that, but at least one person a day.
Yeah,
it's gonna mean something to that one person.
Yeah.
Is that all right with y'all?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my. I am so, look, that song, look, you know how God is growing us spiritually, because now we realize that we can speak to the mountain and the mountain will move. We don't have to climb it. We just speak to the mountain. But that takes us back. I don't know when that song came out, but I'm going to tell you, it must have come out in the 70s or 80s. You know, it's been a long time ago.
Yes.
Because I remember Matty Moss Clark used to come to our church once a year to train our youth choir, and that was one of the songs that she sang, and I know that was back in the 80s, you know, maybe even in the 70s. Hallelujah. So that's an old song, but praise be God. It tends to get you off your seat. Hallelujah. Because, you know, the attitude of gratitude, hallelujah, the praising of the Lord will chase depression and stress and all that.
Yes.
And why people look at Facebook and they transition and they're 95. See, they didn't look like they were over 60.
Mm.
But they 95. You understand? There's something about praising God that brings youth to you. Mm. There's something about praising and magnifying God that brings a health to you. Mm. There's something about honoring the Most High God that kind of gives you an overhaul to all of you, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Hallelujah. Okay, let me get back on track. You have joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. And there's one thing I want you to know today. We're not going to miss it. Not to do this, but we're gonna do this because we want to do this every time. We want to let you know one salient point.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. May God bless you. Good long life, good health, and prosperity. May the blessings of Almighty God accompany you every minute of every day. And may the favor of God be upon you. Yes, I love you with a love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with a love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with a love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I bless you.
I pray for your family.
Oh, the
blessings of God be in your family,
yes,
on your children. May the good Lord protect and keep them.
I can see.
Protect them from the evil.
The glory of the King.
And I really bless you with the blessings of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I
thank you. May God bless the
blessing of the Lord. Yes, I bless you. I can see you, the glory of the King, and I bless you.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we praise God for the many people who pray for us. They've prayed for us down through the years. And without a shadow of doubt, I believe that somebody prayed for you too.
Amen.
They call you by your name. They mentioned your name. They actually spoke your name to God.
Hallelujah.
I know somebody spoke my name to God. And said, bless that backsliding knucklehead heathen. Get him back in church, because he wasn't raised like that, Lord. Bless him, the Holy Ghost, sick him. Get him, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Don't let him get no peace until he cry out, oh, Lord, forgive me. I repent. Somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took a little time to pray for me. And you know what? We're going to do the same thing for others. We're going to pray for our families and our friends, our co-workers, our fellow church members, our pastors, our people in our community,
yes,
on our job. We can pray for the folk that we consider that, or they consider us enemies of theirs. We can pray for our enemies too,
because
they need Christ just like we do. Hallelujah. We can pray for everybody we can think of as we play the song, the prayer, and put people's names up into the atmosphere of blessing. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
When the praises go up,
the blessings
come down.
Hallelujah. I like that.
Hallelujah.
Where two or three are gathered. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's going to be some blessings coming down, y'all.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So as I play this song, the prayer, begin to articulate, verbalize.
Hallelujah.
A name. Folks' names, just put it up there.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. People you like, people you don't like. People you have to love with the love of the Lord, because you ain't got no love for them yourself. Jesus,
yes, yes.
Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
Oh, Jesus. You don't have to pray for folks that you don't think are lovable.
Oh,
go ahead and love them anyway. Go pray
them anyway. Yes, yes.
They kidding anybody enough.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
E.
Father God, in the name of the Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Christ, hallelujah. Ask that you bless anoint.
Yes.
That you save, fill with your Holy Spirit. That you let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Yes.
I pray.
As we place people's names up into the atmosphere,
hallelujah,
of blessings.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And watch Harper, Dr. Sharon Harper, Elder Lester Deacon Dale,
Pastor Tom French. Hallelujah to God. Pray for Lady Rosalind's friend. Hallelujah. Pastor Don Cedar. First Lady. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord said it in his Hallelujah. Glory to God. Angela Ruth. Deanna Ruth. Patty Collins. Hallelujah. Pastor Lewis Wright. Hallelujah. Pastor Bayola Wright. Sister Lorena Johnson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Evelyn Jones, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Gillum, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father Martha and Pat and Bob and Paula, hallelujah. Glory to God. And Manny and his family, hallelujah. No shit can't even be but shout out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Janetta McCoy, Byron McCoy, Sr.
and
Jr., Raymond McCoy, Sr. and Jr.,
my neighbors.
Teresa Ann Johnson, Loretta Johnson, James Johnson, John and Warren Johnson.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Mother Martha, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Mother
Hallelujah.
Angie Harris, hallelujah. Yvette Harris, Rosalind Harris,
hallelujah.
Ronald Harris, the whole family of God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Father God, let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peters, can you give us the housekeeping suggestions on this evening?
Yes, yes, yes. Everybody take out your Bibles, your composition notebooks. Hallelujah. Act like you're in school. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get ready to be fed the word of God.
Yes.
Hope you're prepared. Your Bibles, your textbook, your composition notebook, your notebook, take out your highlighters, your ink pens, your pencils. Hallelujah, your communion elements. If you don't have the little communion cups, take out some toast, some bread, some water, whatever, so everybody be ready to take communion together. Hallelujah. Think about people you want to stand in proxy for. Hallelujah. Also think about people whose names you want to put up in, you want to just stand before God for. Hallelujah. Redo those calendars. Hallelujah. We only about, it's about our second week in the new month, 7 o'clock in the morning, 7 a.m., praise and worship. Have a wonderful time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Start your day off with Jesus. Hallelujah. Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock, Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The word of God is so good. On Wednesday evening, midweek victory service. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Heard all over the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The second Friday of the month, men's and women's fellowship.
It's coming.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
7 o'clock to 7:40 is the men, and then 7:50 till 8:30 is the women. You never know who's going to be on there. You never know what we're going to be talking about. This week I may even be on there by myself. I don't know. Hallelujah. Whatever the Lord says or whatever he says, talk about, and whatever he leads, hallelujah, hallelujah. But it will always be scripture-based.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To bless your heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. On Sundays, our Sunday service, you'll be able to hear it virtually. If you're not able to be in the service, hallelujah. But if you're able to be here, we do have live. On a Sunday, 3 o'clock, the Lord's Sanctuary, hallelujah, the parsonage, hallelujah. On the fourth Sunday, we have a guest speaker coming in, Pastor Jason Roseboro. And then at the spiritual meal is the natural meal. We serve a free dinner. Come and have
hallelujah.
Fellowship
hallelujah.
With the saints of God. This
oh,
month has a this month there is a fifth Sunday.
Yes.
Listen up, everybody. There is a fifth Sunday. Don't come to church on that fifth Sunday. Hallelujah. That is minister to your family Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Whatever month has a fifth Sunday, it is minister to your family Sunday. Hallelujah. Ask God, what can you do with your family? Show them that you love them. Spend some time with them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And don't forget, when you come to church, bring your pennies. We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell, building a hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. And please, when you have an opportunity, when you have a chance, please go to rymmi.org and look at the church's website to see what the church's mission and vision is. Hallelujah. And also, there is a GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. We are believing God for great things. We are believing God for great and mighty, wonderful things. We're believing him for a building that has a sanctuary and a dining hall,
yes,
and
hallelujah,
classrooms and offices. And then move in condition. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Free of charge. We
yes.
Atmosphere. Free of charge. We want to be able to minister to the homeless and the people of Baltimore, people all over the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And on the fourth Sunday this month, the students of the Institute of Biblical Learning will be receiving certificates and special gifts. Hallelujah. So if you were a student in the first semester, there's a prize for you on the fourth Sunday of the month. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor.
Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
And just to piggyback off of Pastor Peaches, we're also going to be giving the certificates, the ordination papers to those that were ordained or licensed probably about a month and a half ago.
Yes-hoo!
They will be receiving their actual paperwork. So we thank God for that. They received their gifts, but they did not receive their certificate, their
Amen.
Papers. They'll be able to take this anywhere. And so, folks, they have been ordained officially by the man of God.
Amen.
The church of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to operate in that office. And we thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And we also thank God for the new, y'all should see the building. It is so fantastic. It's awesome. The awesome sanctuary and the fellowship hall, the kitchen, the several classrooms and the offices.
Hallelujah.
The administration is awesome. We praise and magnify God.
Hallelujah.
And look here. I'm going to tell you something. Y'all got to get in on this now.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We are about a mighty good work. We have already been blessing people all over the world. Hallelujah.
Yes.
From the East Coast to the Midwest. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, we even bless some folk on the West Coast. Come on.
Yes.
All in Africa. We are blessing folks with our broadcast all over the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are blessing folk with our daily bread because we help deal with our daily bread. Hallelujah. We sow into that ministry. It's a tremendous ministry.
Right.
And that goes all over the world. So our ministry is being felt. So y'all got to get involved in this thing.
Right.
Hallelujah. We've had people already that they're sowing and pledging thousands of dollars to this ministry.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we thank God for that. Hallelujah. And more coming. I'm waiting for the brother to say, look here, we're putting $1 million into your ministry. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One of the things that we want to do
yes.
is to establish 6 secure shower stations.
Mm-hmm.
That the free shower stations that the homeless can use to shower. One of our Christian partners said that they stopped a homeless person on the street, and the homeless person said, all I want to do, I want to be able to take a shower.
Yes.
And that was a confirmation because we got this vision years ago.
Come on now.
And that was a confirmation just recently. So it's coming closer and closer to fruition. We thank God for being able to do that. Y'all glory to God. Y'all hallelujah. We thank God. Have a piece of this action, y'all. Come on now.
Come on now.
So we thank God for you.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless God for you. Hallelujah, please.
Yes, yes. Do it.
You know what? Hallelujah. I gotta behave myself. Oh Lord, I gotta behave myself. Oh Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Hey, Siri.
Hallelujah.
Play Climbing Up the Mountain.
Hallelujah.
Just Climbing Up the Mountains by Dr. Maddie Moss Clark.
Y'all can do it. Come on now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, y'all don't understand this. Hallelujah. But God has given us the power and the authority to do what we're doing.
Thank you.
She's at it again. Hallelujah. Somebody go find Grandma and give Grandpa a glass of water. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I gotta behave myself.
Hallelujah.
I just had to do that one more time, y'all. That's three times in one program. Come on now. Hallelujah. Before I go any further, I got to get to the children's corner, Pastor Peter. I apologize. I didn't play the song that you used the intro of the children's corner. But is that all right?
Yes, it's all right.
Because I believe some of the children were shouting too. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, saints and friends, the next voice you hear will be that of a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroyer, warrior of the word, guardian of the altar, none other than Pastor.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
She is. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah.
What day is it, y'all?
Wednesday!
Hallelujah! It's hump day!
Woo!
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We have a good time in church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. No better place to have a good time than in church.
Hallelujah, praise God.
You don't have to worry about what you did, who you did it with, who you did it to, or somebody pointing to you the next day. Or anything like that, because you have a good time in the Lord. And Jesus wants us to be happy. He wants us to have a good time.
Hallelujah.
So young people, this is not a boring life. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you. And Jesus wants you to have life and have it more abundantly, young people.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about on an island being by yourself. You will always have Jesus with you. Jesus will always have your back. Hallelujah. Even when it seems like your back against the wall and nobody's around you, Jesus will always be there, young man. Jesus will always be there, young lady, little girl. You will always have a friend in Jesus. Hallelujah. When the devil's trying to tell you that there's monsters in the closet or there's boogeyman under the bed or whatever enemy trying to tell you that's contrary to the word of God, call on the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to call on his name. Hallelujah. In school, on the playground, on the bus stop, hallelujah. A whole lot of contrary things and crazy things happen. Hallelujah. But don't ever be afraid. Don't ever be embarrassed in calling on the name of Jesus. He is a very present help in a time of trouble. Hallelujah. Demons tremble at that name. Hallelujah. When the enemy thinks he's going to come up against you. Oh, he may try. Hallelujah. When you look in your eyes and you speak the name of Jesus and you speak the word of God out your mouth. Hallelujah. Demon, that spirit, that demon in that person that's coming up against you is going to tremble. Hallelujah. And they're going to flee in terror. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Young people, don't you know you are special? There are billions of people on the face of the earth, and no one has your fingerprints. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Young people, if you look at your fingertips, the top part of your finger is in sections. They have little lines. And look at that top section. There are little swirls and lines and little circles. And don't you know there is no one on the face of the earth that has the same lines as you. That's how special you are to God. You are special, special to the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew 19:14 says, hallelujah, and I'm going to read it. I'm going to turn in my Bible to Matthew 19:14. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. You may have days that you may feel like, oh, I'm ugly. I don't feel like this. I'm this, I'm that. No, no, no. Matthew 19:14 says, it says, but Jesus said, up a little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Don't you know God compares us, when we come to him, young people, as little children? You, as a child, can be an example and is an example how we're supposed to come to the Lord. Because children are trusting, and this is how he wants us to be. He wants the adults to be just like y'all. You easily forgive people. You're free-hearted. You're sweet, and you're loving. And he wants us to be just like y'all in so many ways. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And kids don't tell you no about such and such or whatever. When you offend a child, little children, when you are offended, the next day the same person that offends you or that hurts your feelings, you love them the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I have a grandson. He's much older now. He's 17 now, but when he was younger, one of his friends hurt him, shoved him to the into the locker, and his mother said, "Oh, I gotta go to school and talk to him." And he says, "No, mommy, he's my friend." She had to try to let him know, no, baby, somebody's gonna do that to you is not a friend, okay? But that he has a loving heart and a caring heart and a forgiving heart, and that's how we're supposed to be as adults. So we can learn a lot from you, young people. We can. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 5:22-23, and I think that's scripture that is very, very familiar. Let's see what Ephesians 5:23 says. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Am I?
For Galatians 5?
Yeah, I think.
Galatians 5.
God wants us to be. And I said Ephesians, I believe it's Galatians.
It is, yes.
22:23.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can learn a lot from a child. We really can. Hallelujah. If we observe and they possess, I mean, even as a child, even without being taught, sometimes the nature of a child is like this. Hallelujah. And really it's the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Joy, peace. And you can see children, some of you young people, you can be having trials, and you don't see them as trials and tribulations, you know, just everyday stuff. And no matter, sometimes different things are going on around you, and you just are skipping along. You're just happy-go-lucky. Hallelujah. You're gentle. And you keep on having faith no matter what. You just say, okay, uh-huh, and it's going to happen tomorrow. He's going to come back or whatever, and you're meek. Your temper is under control. Hallelujah. And they're the fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And we can learn so much from you young people. Don't think you're ever insignificant. Hallelujah. You are precious in the sight of God. You are precious in the sight of God. There's a little story. And it's based on Mark 10:13-16. It says some people brought their children to Jesus so that he could bless them by placing his hands on them. But the disciples told the people to stop bothering him. When Jesus saw this, he became angry and said, "Let the children come to me. Don't try to stop them." People who are like these little children belong to the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
I promise you that you cannot get into God's kingdom unless you accept it the way a child does. Then Jesus took the children in his arms and blessed them by placing his hands on them. Hallelujah. I told you, children, y'all are examples unto us. We can learn so much from y'all. Keep on being sweet. Be encouraged to live for the Lord. No matter how things may seem in your homes or in school or wherever. If there's a problem, find someone to talk to. We are always, dial our number. We will always be there to pray for you, pray with you, believe in God for you, and believe you me, God will always be that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hallelujah. When you see things not going right around you, or things may be chaotic, steal away with the Lord. And don't you know, wherever you go, Jesus will be there to meet you. You may go in your bedroom, close the door. If you're in school and it's chaotic, you may go to the bathroom. I've been told, even as an adult, to go do that. When it's chaotic around me, go to the bathroom. Allow that person that's bullying you to get yourself together. And you just go in there and you pray. Hallelujah. Keep that prayer on your tongue, that prayer in your heart, and watch Jesus fight your battles. You don't have to put a fist up. Hallelujah. God always puts someone there to fight my battles for me. Literally, too. God will be just to you, just what you want him to be. Whatever you take Jesus Christ to be, that is what he will be to you, young people. Hallelujah. I'm not saying you ain't going to never have to put your fist up. Don't let nobody knock you around it. Use the name of Jesus when it comes to that, too. You knock them out with the name of Jesus, too. I don't want you to get me wrong. I don't want you to think I'm saying just let somebody hit you and do this and that. No. But in the name of Jesus, you look at that person and you may even want to warn them first. I'm a child of God. I am a child of God.
Yes.
Don't cross me.
That's right.
And let them know I am anointed of God.
Yes.
Do not touch.
You were David.
Give me a warning first in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Be blessed of the Lord, young people. We love you. Back to you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Hello? Hallelujah.
May God signs, wonders, and miracles and blessings
to
Children's Corner on today.
Thank you, Lord.
And that grandchild that you were talking about, I remember when he was just a little boy. He would be praying, and he said, God bless Tom and Jerry. And I'll never forget that.
Amen.
Oh, man.
He had the heart of a child.
Yes.
God bless Tom and
Jerry. And Jerry.
Oh, yeah. Pastor Peaches.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. What time is it?
Oh, Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23-30 is our text on today. Hallelujah. In that text, the word of the Lord says to examine yourselves, and we do just that.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
We comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
Yes.
Isaiah 53:5 says, you wounded for our transgressions.
Yes.
Bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelation 1:5b says, he washed our sins with his own blood. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood. It's through the blood of our sins forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now the word of the Lord says in the text today, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessing to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word on today, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements of God. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. On the same night.
Thank you, Jesus.
Which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed.
Thank you, Jesus.
In remembrance,
he took the bread. And when he had given thanks,
your body broken.
And we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
We take this cup and remember
you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. We thank you, Lord. 2 Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61:1-3 declares that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our lives, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world. Lord, we thank you, glory to God, that your word says in Matthew 15:26 and 1 John 3:1-2 and 1 John 1:12-13 and Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is a new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you. When I see the blood.
I see the blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For the blood. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep.
Thank you,
as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the spirit of Elijah that is Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already. Decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, fire, 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 in Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, makes to no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Lord, we remember you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We remember you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on tonight, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession.
Yes.
We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, in our bonus family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17. 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Glory to God. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts through the ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. Pastor Peaches, what time is it now?
I'm for the word, Pastor Bird.
Well, blessed be God. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Stay filled with your Holy Spirit, O God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, and miracles follow, and blessings in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you and your satanic cohorts. We curse you from the womb and command you to be bound in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on every good seed sown tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase and blessing in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And we give you the praise and we give you the honor and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What else say?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Read the addresses, if you would.
Mm. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Chronicles 28, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. Revelations 3, verses 13 and 15 and 16. Psalms 34, verses 17 and 19, 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, Psalms chapter 30, verse 5b, and Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10b.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God don't want you, don't want no
power, so
you don't need
no power, so
because it is bad,
oh, yeah.
God can't use you, don't want no
power, so
you don't need
no power, so
you won't have
no power, so
you won't have
no power, so
all right, I tell you that God don't want. He don't want no
power, soldier.
He won't need
no power, soldier.
No, let him stand, oh Lord.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you that God don't need a, he don't use
no power, soldier.
He won't have
no power, soldier.
You can't bring it to the army,
soldier.
He don't need
no power, soldier.
No, let him stand, oh Lord. He told us to sing, but us sent to preach. Gave a story, and those that told to teach. Now every man must work out his own soul salvation. But when the children of God get together, they sure put a rock to meet them. Tell you that God don't want, and he don't want more.
No power,
he don't need
no power,
yeah. Tell you that God can't use, and he don't need
no power,
he don't want
no power, soldier.
He won't have
no power, soldier.
He don't need
no power, soldier. It is
bad. Oh, it
is bad.
It takes love to be a
soldier.
A mighty clean heart to be
a soldier.
A great to be
a soldier.
You gotta walk right to be
a soldier.
You gotta talk right to be
a soldier.
Lord, help me to be
a soldier.
Lord, help me to be
a soldier.
Gotta live right to be.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The message that I'm going to share is tight, but it's right.
Yep.
Because if I don't tell you, and God has revealed to me what you're doing, the blood, your blood, is going to be on my hands. I don't like the sight of blood on my hands. So you that are listening, better listen up tight. The subject of today's message is what kind of soldier you are. I said the title of today's message.
What kind of soldier?
Is what kind of soldier
are you?
Now, you got a courageous soldier, and you got a cowardly soldier.
Courageous.
In the 1700s.
Cowardly.
And the 17th century, let me get it right. There was a saying people referring to sailors on those tall ships. They call some sailors fair weather sailors. In other words, they were inferring as long as the weather was fair, as long as everything was going hunky dory, easy, easy, greasy, they right there with you. They like it. That phrase got a little transmogrified a little,
mm-hmm.
came to talk about friends, and they call them fair weather friends.
Mm.
Say, as long as you doing what they think you ought to do, saying what they think you ought to say, by your side, as soon as stuff hits the fan, as soon as you need them,
yes,
they done joined the Witness Protection Service. You can't find them nowhere. They ain't there.
They gone. They go.
They will proclaim to you, oh, I support you. I got your back.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you need them, they ain't there.
They gone.
Then you got, came down the line,
mm-hmm.
that saying got transmogrified again.
Uh-oh.
And it referred to fair weather Christians.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you serving them, as long as you patting them on the back, as long as you letting them do whatever they want to do anytime they want to do it,
mm-hmm.
they in your corner.
Mm.
As soon as you need them to stand up, stand tall, be committed, then I'll join the Witness Protection Service.
That ain't right.
And if you perchance get a hold of them,
mm-hmm.
they will be alibi Al. You know alibi. I can't do this because I can't. You know they're out of the Word of God.
Yes.
Because Philippians 4:13 says what? I can do something through Christ that strengthens me.
All things through Christ which strengthens me.
I can do a few things through Christ that strengthens me.
All things.
So I need to stop. Anybody want to talk to me, don't come give me no alibis why you can't do something. Because the devil is a liar.
Devil is a liar.
Because if I told you I got $10,000 for you, meet me down at First National Bank or whatever the name of the bank at 12 o'clock, you would be there with bells on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
But you don't want to extend yourself because it takes stress. I take effort. This life is an effort. We got to walk the walk. Just don't talk to us. Don't tell me I got you. I support you. I'm in your corner, and I look for you, and you ain't there. You done lied to me.
That ain't right.
And you done lied to the Holy Ghost because I'm a man of God.
That ain't right.
God called me to this position. And you trying to tell me that you got my back and you ain't there when I need you. You think that when I ask you to do something, you can't do it. You find all kinds of excuses. And then you complain about other people that they never keep their word. You ain't keeping your word to God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Read the first scripture. I got to keep going.
Timothy, 2 Timothy 2. 3 and 4.
What
is it? Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier.
I want to tell you something. If you use the affairs of this life to alibi you not doing something for God, you out of order. I don't care who you are. You can be the bishop. You can be the pope. You can be the cardinal. You can be the bank of the candlestick maker. I don't care who you are. You out of order. And don't lie to me, because I know it's a lie. people in the church on fire for the Lord than I have 100 that's half-stepping.
Mm.
He's always giving up alibis. And they stand before the congregation and they vow to the Lord, I got your back. I will support you. I'm going to do this and that. And when you look for them, they got an alibi why they can't.
Mm.
My boat sprung a hole. It's cold outside. It's raining. It's too hot. You don't have the right kind of air. It's always something that ain't spiritual holding you back from doing something spiritual. Something wrong with that picture, y'all. You are soldier in the army. You think this God's army, you're either going to be a courageous soldier, or you're going to be a coward soldier, or you're a soldier for somebody else.
Mm.
It's tight, but it's right.
Yeah.
And y'all stop playing games. Don't perpetrate no hoax on me. I ain't stupid. I was born at night, but not last night. And then we look at everybody else, they got faults. But we don't look at ourselves trying to get the little speck out of somebody's eye, and you got a beam in your eye. Come on now, read the next scripture. What kind of soldier are you? Come on, Yadaboshaka.
You all things through Christ, which...
I told you that scripture. I quoted that scripture. I can't is not a word that Christians use. I can't do this because Christ went to the cross. He could have said, I can't do this. They're going to kill me. They're going to spit on me. They're going to put thorns in my head 2 inches long. They're going to beat me 39 lashes. I can't do this. You know what he said in the Garden of Gethsemane? I think it was Garden of Gethsemane. He said, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. See, you got a will. People will go anywhere they want to go. They don't hit up a church. And they make all kinds of excuses. Well, I really, you know, my horse got through a shoe. My boat got a leak. I can't make it. If somebody said, I got $1 million for you, and all you got to come and sign, you would crawl there. It might take you a week, but you can get there to sign that piece of paper. Is that right? Can I get a witness up in here?
Amen.
Right.
I don't want no blood on my hands, y'all.
Amen.
So I hope folk are listening. Don't perpetrate no hoaxes to me. Call me, tell me what you're doing, and it's not, look, shakara, you little boy, shakara. It ain't in line with the word of God. See, the devil ain't going to tempt you to rob a bank. He ain't going to tempt you to snatch somebody's pocketbook, but he will tempt you in doing the right thing at the wrong time.
Amen.
Or tempt you to do something right that you weren't supposed to do, was supposed to be somebody else's job. And I don't care if folks don't like this. I've got to watch out for my sanctified soul. And I ain't want no blood on my hands. Is that all right with y'all?
Amen.
Shakari in the boot, shakari. Buddy of a shakari. Read me another scripture.
First Chronicles, I might go past
the time, but that's all. I'm going to still preach it. First Chronicles 28:20.
And David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord.
Come on now. God has called you to be a part of the body of Christ. Chuck out of there. He's going to equip you. He ain't going to leave you nor forsake you. He's going to give you what you need to do it. It's not about I can't do it. It's how can I do it. If I had that same mindset, I would not have written a book. I wrote two nonfiction books, two fiction books. I got two more in the hopper. And if I thought about that, like folks are thinking, I can't. You can't see. How can you write a book and you can't see? I don't have disability. I have different abilities.
Amen.
Why I can't do it is how I can do it. I'm not a coward soldier. I'm not afraid of challenges. Me and God going to figure out how we can get this thing done. Go ahead.
Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. Hallelujah.
And the first thing, you know, before you start reading that, y'all supposed to be a soldier. Now, the word we read that scripture, you're supposed to be a soldier of Jesus Christ. Put on your armor. Go ahead, talk to me now. Finally.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord.
Wait a minute now. Be a coward in the Lord. Is that what it says?
Be strong in the Lord.
Be a weakling in the Lord.
Be strong in the Lord.
I can't do this because something's going on in my life and stopping me from doing it.
Be strong in the Lord.
Go ahead now.
And in the power of his might.
Wait a minute now. The power of our might?
His might.
The power of my horse's mouth? Might?
His might. Put on the whole armor of God.
Yes.
That ye might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Yes.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Look, what's tying you down is not, I'm not your enemy. Your next door neighbor's not your enemy. Your family's not there. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Go ahead, continue
to read. Hallelujah. That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God.
Stop. Put on the armor of God. Don't be what I can't do. Because you got God and God says you can do all things, you find out how he's going to give you a way to do what you want to do. Some folks say, well, you know, I can serve God at home. Yeah, you can get first aid anywhere. But it's nothing like going to the hospital.
Amen.
Where they got folk who are specialists and dealing with ailing you. And the Bible says, it wasn't a suggestion. It was a commandment. It wasn't under the law. It was post-cross. Fail not. What does fail not mean?
Fail not. Do not fail.
To assemble yourself together. See, there's anointing when you get together. My Bible tells me that one will chase 1,000 and two 10,000.
Amen.
And you keep adding Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, hallelujah. You will hear the Holy Ghost moving. About 120 or so up in the upper room. And they were all on one accord in one place. That's what the words say.
Yeah.
In one place. They weren't all different mountains sending smoke signals. And then suddenly, when you get on one accord in one place, and you on one accord, you're thinking the same stuff, and in one place, suddenly, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. Go ahead, read some more.
Hallelujah. That you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Stop it. I've got folk who say, I support you. I'm right there. And they don't do tithes. They don't do offerings. They don't bring themselves into the building to join us and serve, to bring their quote-unquote anointing so that others can be blessed. They think about themselves. They like mercenaries. You know mercenaries. Y'all heard about mercenaries, right? They're in the army.
Hallelujah.
They're in the army. And they sell their services to the highest bidder. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and read some more.
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth.
Thank you, Lord.
Having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Mm.
Above all, taking the shield of faith,
mm-hmm.
wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Stop right there.
Right there.
Faith
is
stepping out where it looks untenable.
Mm.
Looks like there's no floor. Or looks like I don't see it in the natural.
Right.
Well, this is a spiritual walk, y'all.
Right.
Why are you giving alibis to serving God, to being part of the body of Christ with natural stuff?
Hmm.
It's like your foot saying, well, I kind of ache a little bit. I'm going to go over here on the side.
Hmm.
I'm going to leave the body and go over here on the side. Cause look here.
Mm.
You got to have to get to stepping. You can do all things to Christ. You're part of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not part of the body, you're apart from the body. And you say, well, I'm part of the body, but I'm at a bedside cathedral. I swore no more. I can go anywhere I want to go if I want to do it. I can go and deal with folks you've been dealing with, ride them around, all that kind of stuff. I can't come to church. There's a problem with that. And if you don't see it, I'm telling you about it now. What else said Katie? Go ahead, read some more.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Stop right there. See, I stand on the word of God. The word of God says not to, tell not to assemble yourself together. I don't care what your book says. My book, I'm using the word of God.
Get a hold of yourself. A lot of people think they're going to heaven and they need to be matches. We're talking about people saying, well, didn't I say, call out your name, Lord, Lord, Lord? Didn't I do this? But did you do what he said do?
Well,
and give all kinds of excuses, natural excuses, why you can't do what you ought to be doing. It's time for us to grow up in God, to grow towards spiritual maturity, to stretch ourselves. Stretching yourself means that you're gonna go in the, you know, a little areas where you were kind of tight and everything. Well, it's going to allow you to kind of get the blood really flowing right in your body. That's what a stretch is. Do y'all know stretch? Everybody listen to me. Stretch a little bit. Stretch. Go ahead. Yeah, make it. Kind of lift it up your arms a little further. And
yeah.
Your legs a little. That's what.
That's
growing to what spiritual maturity is going to do. It's going to stretch you a little bit.
Whole lot.
So you'll know. So you thinking that you're all right and all this and that.
Mm-mm.
And you're on your way to hell with a handbasket. Come on now. Pour your book, Shatta. Come on, read some more.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication.
Perseverance.
For
come
all
on now. Perseverance, man. You hanging in there. Perseverance means times get tough. The road get rough. Hallelujah.
Lord.
But you're not a coward soldier. You're not trying to find excuses why you can't. You're trying to find ways why you can. Maya Nobu Shata. Part of this foolishness. My. Ain't no blood on my hands. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Go ahead, read some more.
And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
It's my people who are called by my name would humble themselves. In other words, stop thinking about yourself all the time. Think about the people that God has put in your sphere who decided to come to church. And they need your anointing to have that breakthrough. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, you ask God to lead you and guide you. I didn't say ask your flesh to lead you and guide you. I didn't say have your emotions lead you and guide you. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. It's wicked to tell somebody you support them and you don't. That's a lie. It's wicked to tell somebody, I promise, I vow this, and then you don't do it. You go to Ecclesiastes and you find out what that does to you. But go ahead. Hallelujah.
For which I am an ambassador in bonds.
I am hooked up to this thing. I can't get away from this. That's why I had to share this message. Because some folk are shackled. They are slaves to their flesh. They only do what their flesh tell them to do. Flesh going to take you down. Because they want to go back to the dirt from which they came. But see, your God ought to be the Holy Spirit of the living God. And if the Holy Spirit is your God, you ought to listen to what he said. He said, fail not to assemble yourself together. That means you. Don't look at somebody else. Don't try to tell a speck in somebody else's eye. You've got the big beam in your eye, and you can't make it. Tired of the foolishness. God's tired of the foolishness. He don't want me to have blood on my hand. You know why I know he doesn't want me to have blood on my hands? Because I haven't been able to sleep for a while. Because this thing was breaking on me. Because folk are walking around as if they holy. And the only thing holy about some folk is holes in their shoes and in their socks. And in the drawer, excuse me. Go ahead.
Therein, I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Stop. I'm speaking boldly. I ain't afraid of no ghost other than the Holy Ghost. I ain't afraid of nobody. I will speak the truth of God as long as there's breath in my body. And if you don't like it, tough, but I'm going to stand on the word of God. That's why y'all hear me sharing so many scriptures, because I stand on the word of God. Go ahead.
Revelations 3:13-16.
Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Revelations 3:13 says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Do you hear the words that are coming out my mouth and the Spirit of the living God? The Holy Spirit of the Lord is talking to you. I'm talking to you. The Holy Spirit is talking to you. Take it. Go ahead.
I know thy works.
Wait. See, God has given me some gifts because I'm a man of God. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the gift of discernment of spirits. I know who you are. Go ahead, read.
I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot.
Watch out.
I would thou wert hot, I mean, wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will speak out of my mouth.
That's the word of God. I did not write it. I came too late to change it. Either put up or shut up. Either act like you know, be committed, or just stop saying you committed and you support. I don't want to hear that. Go ahead.
Psalm 34.
Put your card in your book, Saka.
17 and 19. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles.
Look here. If you believe in God, understand what the word is saying. I don't care what's facing you. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that's within us. If you're righteous, he can handle that situation that tells you you can't. He can take care of the can and turn it into a can. Have a can-do attitude. What kind of soldier are you? Are you a courageous soldier or are you a coward soldier? Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all.
Out of them, few of them.
All of them.
Occasionally.
No, all of them.
All of them. That's who you're working with, babies. Y'all got the Lord God as your reward. He's going to deliver you. He's going to set you free. He's going to make, talking about miracles, signs, and wonders. And bless, go ahead, read some more.
Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:7. Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Father. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
God didn't give you that fear that you got. You're working with fear. That ain't God. Stop using that as an excuse for why you can't do something. And if it's fear that's motivating you, well, that's how I am. This is my no, that is, you shout out to your boy. Creed with this, Hebrews 11 and 1. Faith is, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can call, of course, Sakati on the Romans 4:17. You can call those things that be not as they were. You can speak clearly in the most shocks. You can decree a thing and it shall be established. But you got to decree the right thing, y'all. I can't. You're decreeing it, and you can't. Go ahead.
Psalms 30, verse 5b. Weeping may endure for a night.
Look here. Yes, there are times when I cry. I talked to one person, and they told me about stuff that they were doing when they ought to have been in church or listening to church. And again, the devil won't tempt you to do stuff, rob a bank, but he'll tempt you to be off track. I was talking on the phone. I thought to drive folk around and can't drive them to the church. Something is wrong with that picture. And you got to understand that. And if you don't see it, I'm sorry for it. I ask that God open up the blinded eyes. Go ahead, read some more.
Nehemiah 8:10b. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
God's going to give you strength. Now, if you say that you love the Lord, if you say that you follow God and you're a child of the King, act like you know.
Amen.
Walk the walk and talk the talk. Don't just talk the talk. And your actions don't say what you're talking about. your actions say the complete opposite of what you're talking about. I love you. I'm committed. And your actions don't share that.
Amen.
It's time for you to put up or shut up. Time for you to be a courageous soldier or, say, being a coward soldier or just not a soldier of the Lord. Because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. God said, I want you to be hot or cold, but because you look warm. As long as you're giving me something, I'm going to show up. As long as I'm going to show up. But if you're not giving me, what's in it for me? We're supposed to love some folk. There's some folk that need your anointing. There's some folk that need your caring and your love. They're looking for somebody to love them, to care for them, to show some compassion and just something. You know, just to wrap their arms around them, and you don't show up. Go ahead now. Last scripture. I want you to know this, that all I've said, I want you to know that God loves and we love you too. But you got to stop fooling folk. You got to stop being led by your emotions, by your feelings, and by your flesh. The Bible says be led by the Spirit. He wants some Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, warriors of the word, guardians of the altar, demon destroyers. You can't do that not living up to your commitments, your vows. And if you don't remember your vows, you need to read them over again, or you need to look at them again. You need to remember, ask God, the Holy Ghost, to bring it to your remembrance. Hallelujah. Some folk are trees, they ain't got no fruit on the tree. It's time for you to get fruit on the tree. It's time for you to be subject a covering. I just want to do my thing, want to do it. No, you can't. Not according to the word of God. You got to follow folk as they follow Christ. Follow. Your commitment means you commit. You got to decide. That means, decide means death. And decide means the death of all other options. You got to make a decision. Decide what you want to do. You want to be a shown up warrior of the word. You showed up want to be a soldier of Jesus Christ. Then you got to act like one. Not just doing what you feel like doing. See, because we got four zones. I know time is up, but I don't even care. Four zones. You got the twilight zone, and some folks are living in the twilight zone. You got the dead zone. Ain't nothing going on there. Then you got your comfort zone. Just as long as I'm comfortable, you're going to be all right. I'm going to do what's comfortable. Then you got the God zone. And in the God zone, you're led by the Holy Spirit, not by your flesh, not by your feelings, not by your emotions. You're led by the Holy Spirit of God. Paul was led by the Holy Spirit. He did not sit down and at the feet of Jesus and was taught by him. He was taught the same way we are getting taught, by the Holy Spirit of the living God. Receive in Jesus' name. Because I say this in love. I love you. I love myself. I love my wife. I do not want to bring any destruction on my family because blood is on my hands. I thank you, Jesus. The blood is off my hands. You can do whatever y'all want to do. The blood is off my hands. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thus saith the Lord God to the church today. Be not dismayed. Be not disheartened. For I love those who have heard the word today. And those that I love are also chastened. But I desire of you to be comforted now. I love you with an everlasting love. My mercy and my grace. My mercy endure forever.
Yes.
My grace is sufficient.
Yes.
God, Almighty God, thank you, Holy Ghost, excuses your dust. Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. That statement was made out of love. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the word of today. What kind of soldier are you? Father God, we thank you that it fell on good ground. We thank you, Lord, that those who have listened have a coachable, teachable spirit, a burning desire to please God and be excellent, and a willingness to work and go the extra mile. We praise your name today. We glorify your name. Thank you for the harvest. 3,600-fold, even 1,000-fold increase and blessing. In Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches. What else do you have to say? What do you say to your voice?
If you'd like to drop off the line, hallelujah, after the broadcast goes off, or you'd like to call us, number is 410-444-5152. Hallelujah, if you want to send us something in the mail, our mailing address is P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening and be blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Bluetooth connected.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you. The glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I bless you.
May God bless you.
The blessing of the Lord.
With long life.
Yes, I bless
good health and prosperity. May the blessings of Almighty God accompany you every minute of every day. And may the favor of God be upon you.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes,
I pray for your family.
May
the blessings of God be on your family, on your children. May the good Lord protect and keep them. Protect them from the evil. And I really bless you with the blessings of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I
thank you. May God bless you.
Blessing of the Lord. Yes, I bless you with the blessing of the Lord.